being the third case to talk about a Terry stop, I think that I will focus on this record. Officer Torino heard shots being fired at the Beacon Heights complex and was responding to a call that there was a disturbance there. Officer Torino says that three or four times a week shots are fired at the Beacon Heights complex.
So no big deal, is that your argument?
No, that's not the point. I think the fundamental question is, did the officers have information that linked Arnold Brewer with the shots by the time that they stopped him? If that nexus is not required, then three or four times a week, any citizen can be stopped for no reason at all.
It would be entirely appropriate, wouldn't it?
No, because there's no relation.
You're saying the more gunfire there is, the less right the police have to stop people?
No, what I'm saying is that...
This is a war zone. What do you think the police should be doing to control crime in such a situation?
Focusing on the criminals, not...
They don't know who the criminals are.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, so they're trying to find out, right?
But not by stopping everybody or something, or not by stopping people who...
I think if they hear shooting and then they see someone driving out of the area where the shooting has occurred, yes, they could certainly stop that person. Suppose someone had actually been shot. Could they have set up a roadblock?
I think it would depend on... where the shooting occurred and where the roadblock was set up.
Have you heard a report from a building or for a building complex that someone had been shot? Couldn't the police block all exits from the complex and stop everybody trying to come out?
Of an entire neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, not a whole city, but...
Well, you know, if you have... I think you have to focus on where the shooting occurred and where the suspects are likely to be.
How big is this apartment complex, Beacon Heights apartment complex?
There are several buildings, and I believe that there are several streets that merge into Curtis Drive.
Well, how many buildings, how many people?
I don't know exactly. What the record does disclose is that there are several streets that funnel into Curtis Drive, and then Curtis Drive proceeds to Ardmore, which is another thoroughfare in South Bend. So the officer Torino said he didn't know where within the complex the shots had come from.
That's why I'm interested in how large it is, how many people there are, because if there were a shooting, if a police officer heard a shooting in a house, and then someone comes out the door, he'd obviously be entitled to stop, right? But on the other hand, if you have a shooting in New York City, you couldn't block all the exits from New York City. So the question is, how big is this Beacon Heights apartment complex?
Well, it was big enough so that Officer Torino did not know where within the complex the shots had come from.
It's fine, but how big is it?
I know that there are several streets that lead into the buildings that are there.
If you heard shooting and then you see a car coming from the approximate area where the shooting was, it would make sense to stop the car.
But he didn't even have that information.
The information that
Brewer had come from the approximate area that the where the shooting had occurred. He said the indication was
he didn't see the SUV leave the Beacon Heights complex, or what?
He saw the SUV leave, drive on Curtis Drive, and come out onto Ardmore.
But isn't Curtis the street that leads from Beacon Heights?
It leads from Beacon Heights, but it leads from all of the streets within Beacon Heights.
Yes, and I understand that, but he knew that there had been a shooting, in Beacon Heights, and now a car comes out of Beacon Heights, so he stops the car.
But he also said that he didn't know what route it had followed, and the dispatch was that there was a fight on Putnam Street in Beacon Heights.
I'm curious about the size of Beacon Heights, but I gather that's not in the record.
The only thing that's in the record is that there are multiple streets leading into Beacon Heights. I believe that there are more than three buildings, but we don't have an accurate description in the record. There may have been a map.
There's a satellite image.
Yeah, all right. That should help.
It's pretty big, isn't it? We know that he had weapons in the car, a rather broad assortment, as it turns out. But was there any evidence he was involved in the shooting that started this incident?
No, and in fact, at sentencing, the judge noted that he had not committed another crime and had not brandished the weapon. So when we got down to sentencing, there was no claim that he had discharged a weapon. And I think I know we can't read back into it, but to say that someone was in a fairly large apartment complex when a shooting occurred, but there's nothing to hook him up to that shooting at the time of the stop, I think that's the fundamental problem here. And I certainly agree with Judge Posner that if it's a single unit or a house, and somebody walks out of there, and there's been a shooting in there, you can talk to them and investigate further. But I think we're dealing with a larger area than that.
I think you're dealing with 36 apartment buildings.
Okay.
That's the way I remember it. 36 apartment buildings.
And what about the inevitable discovery doctrine, Mr. Stevens, because at some point Corporal Tatino, when he asked if shots had been fired, someone in the crowd tells him shots came from a white SUV up the street. I recognize that the timing with respect to Officer Goring, that hadn't been conveyed to Goring. Goring had already stopped him. What about inevitable discovery?
If he hadn't been stopped, there would be nothing inevitable about the discovery. And his stop when he stopped at the stoplight, he was obeying all the traffic laws, there wasn't anything special about his conduct that would attract suspicion. So the only way that the discovery becomes inevitable is if his Fourth Amendment rights are violated in the first place.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stevens. Mr. Schaefer?
May it please the Court, thank you. Frank Schaefer on behalf of the United States. I believe Beacon Heights has over 20 buildings. Every apartment is either a two or a six-unit, up to two stories, individual apartment, separated pretty much on a double oval going back into the complex with apartments facing on the front row, so Officer Tatino wouldn't be able to see behind those apartments. See
how tall are the buildings? I'm sorry.
Some are two-story. In fact, probably 70% of them are two-story tall.
You know,
single-story.
I want to make sure we have a complete picture of what was known to the officers at the time the white SUV was stopped. The officers who stopped the car knew that there had been a shooting in a high-crime neighborhood at 2:30 a.m., and that this car, or a car with that description, was seen leaving the neighborhood at roughly the same time, and it was the only vehicle on the road. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor. I think Officer Tatino testified he was sitting across the street in the vacant parking lot of the building, and he said he tended to sit there because he knew Beacon Heights had problems. He was doing reports on his computer. The original call came out of a disturbance.
Can you speak a little louder, Mr. Schaefer?
And he started driving towards the complex, which was just, you know, a couple minutes away, when he saw a vehicle come out. Another dispatch, I believe, before he saw the vehicle, was a shot fired, and he says, I think I heard them.
So the officers who stopped the car did not know that the shooting was related to a car.
Not when they stopped the vehicle.
Right.
When they stopped the vehicle, all they knew was there was shots fired, and they knew the vehicle had left the complex.
Right. And the neighborhood from which the car is emerging contains, my recollection was 3 dozen apartments. Your recollection, I'm sure, is better.
I know it's well over 20.
It's about 20.
Well over 20, Your Honor.
Well,
36 may be closer to the actual number.
Oh, okay. So what? Here's what they have. All they have is a car emerged from a neighborhood in which there was a shooting. The driver had broken no traffic laws, right?
That's correct.
He didn't behave suspiciously. He wasn't driving on lawns.
I believe the officer testified that the brakes had hit or squealed the brakes when he first saw him, but then he turned out of the conflict. The SUV did.
So there's nothing of that sort in the record. In other words, suspicious drive. Well, can you cite a single case where facts that thin supported a Terry stop?
What I would tell the court is the same thing I told Judge Miller at the district court level. I think when you look at the time of the day, or excuse me, the time of night, no other vehicles moving, including all the other officers who converged on the area, said they saw no other vehicles anywhere else. And the fact that there was only one entrance in and out of Beacon Heights, the best way to put this is what Officer Gehring says, who pulled the vehicle over. When I heard there were shots fired, it was Beacon Heights. I was driving towards the area. I heard this vehicle pulled out, and I saw no other vehicles on my trip. My immediate thought was the individual driving this car is a suspect in that shooting.
What time was it? What time of day?
2:30
a.m.
See, what I'm wondering is why the government didn't pursue an alternate theory for supporting the stopping of the car. The record just doesn't seem to be well developed. In other words, there's no timeline for what was known when. We don't know if the second dispatch mentioned a vehicle. I mean, were these facts just not known?
As to the time element, I think if when the dispatch tape was put in, it was pretty much boom, 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 boom. The call came for disturbance. Tatino radioed, I would go there. Then the call came out, we're getting calls now, shots fired. Tatino says, I'm pulling in, I heard shots fired. I just saw an SUV coming my way, go by me, a white SUV. He continued into the complex. Other officers were coming to the scene. In fact, he says he's pulling into the complex, he could see the other officers coming down the road with their lights on. So he knew when he dispatched out about the white SUV, he had backup to stop that vehicle and to continue in to find out more information. So it was pretty much boom, 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 and there wasn't a lot of gaps or delays from one step to the other, and everything they learned was just boom, boom, boom right down the line. It was the government's position based upon their experience, their knowledge of this complex, and everything they knew at the time that an investigatory stop was proper of the vehicle to see if it had any information or knew what was going on or involved.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Mr. Stevens, do you have anything further?
My research has not disclosed a case that is as thin as this either. So, I think it's up to you.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for accepting the appointment and your efforts on behalf of your client.